My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KETSIA AURELIEN. This is for patient James Schneider, JAMES, last name SCHNEIDER. This dictation was done on October 6, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, obesity, and cardiorenal syndrome secondary to C80. Period. His recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 24, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.4, and a GFR of 45 from 49. This CKD has remained stable, although there's a slight decrease in the overall kidney function, period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio has increased from 1,296 milligrams to 1,761 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 2,866 milligrams, period. The patient reports nocturia 3 to 5 times a night, along with weak urine stream. He states he had the renal ultrasound as well as a post-void pelvic ultrasound completed at advanced MRI. However, the results are not available. We contacted advanced MRI for the results. However, we were unable to reach them. We will continue to follow up on that, period. He has gained 6 pounds since the last visit. However, is euvolemic, period. This increase in proteinuria will be further evaluated with nephritis workup to rule out vasculitis, gammopathies, and autoimmune diseases, period. The patient was prescribed Farxiga. However, he has not yet started the medication due to issues with pharmacy, period. We will send the prescription to the specialty pharmacy to see if they will cover it. And if they do cover it, it will be mailed to his house, period. We emphasize the importance of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed food, as well as decreased sodium in the diet, period. He is euvolemic at this time. We will continue to monitor. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with an A1C of 7.3% from 7%, period. Continue with the current regimen, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with normal HNH of 11.4 and 34.7%, However, the iron saturation is 24%. We recommend taking iron supplements, new iron, one tablet twice a day. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated LDL of 119, comma, the rest of the lipid panel is within normal limits. Continue with current regimen and the low cholesterol and fat in the diet. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. With vitamin D, 25 of 24, we recommend starting vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily. We will order vitamin D1, 25, and mineral bone disease workup period. His PTH is elevated at 112. We will repeat the levels period. His serum calcium and phosphorus are within normal limits, period. Next line, hypothyroidism. The patient states he was taking thyroid replacement medication in the past, but has stopped taking it since moving to Sebring about 5 years ago, period. His TSH is 29.19. His free T3 is slightly low at 2.1, and his free T4 is also low at 0.6. Period. He reports extreme fatigue for the past 5 years, and depression. Period. We started him on levothyroxine, 100 micrograms, one tablet daily on an empty stomach, and recommend that he follows up with his primary care provider for management of his thyroid, period. His PCP is Dr. Beltre, Beltre, period. We will repeat the thyroid panel and adjust the medication if necessary, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 141/79, period. He has gained 6 pounds since the last visit. However, he is euvolemic. We recommend that he continues his current regimen and decrease his sodium intake in the diet. Next line, fatigue. As previously mentioned, he reports extreme fatigue and depressed mood. We ordered cortisol AM, testosterone, and repeat thyroid panel. Next line, neuropathy. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post angioplasty, 5 stents, and CABG, CABG, times 5 in 2019. We recommend that he follows up with a cardiologist for management. History of stroke in 2017. next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. End.